Sister Joy Robinson, thank you for your seat of 4560. I place a strong anointing upon your life. I heal thee. I touch your family. Pray for children. I don't know if there's a pregnancy around you or a baby around you. God says, anoint them. Now, whatever's been happening in relationship or in relationship, the Lord says the enemy has been trying to attack. It's like some bickering and arguing and complaining, this and that. I never do this right. I never do that right. And you always, always, always. The Lord says, hold your peace and be at peace. He says, speak once and hear twice. For I'm moving. I'm moving, saith the Lord. And I touch in family. I'm touching things surrounding the home. For the Spirit of the Lord says, circle the month of November, for that surely will be your prosperity month. And you will see favor, you will see recognition, you will see blessings. For the Spirit says, teacher, 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 my teacher, my teacher, my deliverer is what you are. Favor has been placed around you. Favor is in you. Favor is resting upon thee. Favor that shall bless thee. For the Lord says, as you master your emotions, you're going to surely prosper. And God says, surely, surely I will even touch your career. And surely I will bring increase around thee as well. For this is a season where you will learn much and you will grow. For I will show you how to handle the gift that I place in thee. For I place a power in thee, a power that will cause you to prosper, a power that I have put inside of thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, the tide has shifted. And it's working in your favor. Oh, the past 12 months, 18 months has not been that easy. But watch for the next 18 months. Oh, I will cover thee. I will bless thee. And even as the anointing flowed from the top of Aaron's head down his beard, down to his garments, the anointing shall trickle down and come upon thee. And they will say, how does she know these things? Because God says, I stir up the prophetic anointing in thee. You will know what they say before they speak. For the Spirit of the Lord says, I give you great wisdom in this season. For I'm heightening you up. I'm taking you to the mountaintop. And you will come into a season of favor. And you will overcome. Because I've caused you to be an overcomer. For the Lord says, I'm bringing you up. I'm bringing you up. And as you use wisdom in this season and apply wisdom to the gift and to the anointing, you're going to see some favorable things opening up for thee. For this is a season where the Lord says, you're going to be at peace and know that God is in control. So the Lord will say to the woman of God, be still and know. Be still and know that I am the Lord. For things will move according to my purpose. And as you surrender your purpose to me, the glory, the anointing, the teacher, the speaker, the healer shall come forth out of thee. You sound like you're going to do something with a 501c3 company because I see you touching people. I see you helping the hurting. I see you helping young pregnant women. I see you helping the abused. God is touching your body. He's touching your body. And he's healing your body. And peace. Listen, stay in my presence. Do some fasting and some prayer, for the Lord says, as you stay in my presence, I will do a new thing in thee. And you're going to come into a stronger connection for all that I have called thee to do. Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord, and I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that you are setting yourself up for a breakthrough, and you're opening up doors of opportunities. Your commitment, your obedience, is going to be the thing that's going to cause you to prosper. The Lord says life for you is about to fall into his right place. For you will walk the path and talk the talk. And you will see great satisfaction. For even in this month, it's going to be a big month for business because God's going to give your career a boost. And you're going to have an opportunity to begin to fine-tune your life. Connections with people that's going to offer their services Their support or even financial blessings is going to put you in a real positive position. For the Lord said, this is your hour, this is your season, this is your year to take the next step up. And God says, as you be in tune with your life, you're going to begin to see that you're going to ride it. Oh, you're going to ride, and God said he's going to bless you. You're going to ride the things of the Spirit, and God is going to take you into a new level, and yea, even into a new dimension. So the Lord says, get your goals in place and begin to expand your thinking, and you're going to reach for the stars. For the Lord says to thee, prepare, because he's going to connect you to new people. New people. I send mentors your way that is going to bless you. New acquaintances will expand your view of the world and help you to begin to evolve to a higher level. Focus also on higher education as well, too, I'm sensing, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Prepare, because God is moving in this hour, and you're going to see his hand upon thee, and you're going to see his mighty works. For the Lord says, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bring you into a season of great, great, great increase. Greener pastures are your portion. For the Lord says, you're going to move away from people. People who are disagreeable could cause you grief on a regular basis. And God says you're going to be able to do something about it by moving to a better home or neighborhood. For the Lord says, you have the right to be happy at your home, saith the Lord of hosts. Now I want you to begin to move in faith and get a miracle seed in the ground of 55:11. According to Isaiah 55, get your seed in the ground by calling the ministry or going directly to the website. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.